TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show. Real talk.
Cause she's such a good
girl. Got this thing going
for. Make every minute worth it, baby. This for Usher, baby.
I done been around the world, I done kissed a lot of girls, so I'm guessing that it's true.
Watch this.
Let me holler and I bet $1 million, don't nobody kiss it like you.
Watch this.
Don't nobody kiss it like you, don't nobody kiss it like you. Bang, bang, bang.
Wait a minute,
Like
TM Hyman Radio Live. What's going on, everybody? We are up close and personal tonight with film producer Michelle Duffy. It's the Social Lab, 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926. Coming to you live from the ATL, of course. Before we go any further, all the way live from Columbia, South Carolina. Give it up for Fee. Not Wednesday, but
hey.
What's going on, Ma? How you feeling?
I'm good. I'm blessed. Blessed to be here. Hey. Let it get it popping.
Any day we wake up, folks, we are blessed. And we got to be able to keep it that simple. Hey, thanks for rocking with us tonight, everybody. Again, you can jump on it. Honored to have our guest hanging out with us tonight, Miss Michelle Duffy. This lady is a powerhouse, not just in the Christian community, but in the marketplace. And I'm excited that she's been able to stop past to talk about a new project that she's working on. She has put her hands on many. That has grossed like billions of dollars. I mean, anytime you can talk to people that have helped to be a part of projects that has grossed billions of dollars, then you should sit back and take note. Pull out your pen and paper, folks.
Mm-hmm.
We're up close and personal tonight with, again, film producer Michelle Duffy. Madam, thanks for stopping past.
Thank you. Hey, how's everybody doing?
Hey, we're doing great. We're doing great. Where are you calling us from tonight?
I'm actually at an airport in the lounge getting ready to board a flight in about 30 minutes, but I'm in Atlanta, so I'm in your city, headed back home.
Welcome to the A, as you jet set back and forth across the country, and I'm going to say the world. I think when we booked the interview, you were headed to L.A. As the release of Beautifully Broken had just come out. So, again, congratulations on
That's
the project,
right.
And thanks for taking time in between flights to talk to us tonight. Man, we met some years ago. I know that you, again, not just a powerhouse again in the marketplace, but a powerhouse in the kingdom of God. You serve alongside Bishop Neil Ellis. I met you through Pastor Michael L. Williams, powerhouse teacher, preacher in the kingdom. And, man, I was impressed then and continue to be impressed and amazed. I typically say, go ahead and introduce yourself, but man, I would be honored to say you're CEO of D3 Entertainment Group. D3 is a premier liaison, deal maker when it comes to marketing strategy. For African American faith, and then the entire, I think, consumer and corporate family. But it also includes entertainment and sports, right? You kind of touch on everything.
Correct.
That's awesome.
You know what? I'm beyond blessed, and I have a great story that I want the world to understand. That coming from where I come from and being able to do the wonderful opera God has allowed. It's not impossible. Like, you just have to use your story as strength and as your testimony, and as the doors open, walk through, be prepared to walk through. And this is what happens. As you know, like, we all have a story, and we can use our story as a crutch, or we can use it as a leg up to get to the next level. And so I've been blessed to be able to continue elevating in so many different areas, like you said, film, television, sports, and definitely ministry, because that's where I come from.
No, absolutely. Now I know you have a degree in ministry, but you also have, I'm going to say credentials when it comes to leadership. Now, were you always in the church? Where did the business acumen come from?
I think the business acumen came from being around the music industry when I was young and seeing things that I thought that should be done differently, but being a novice and not knowing how to navigate, there was just a passion and a fire inside of me to learn more, to do more, to get my hands dirty and, you know, work where I could to expand my knowledge and my information on various topics within the entertainment industry. And so that's where it opened up for me, by being inquisitive, being willing to learn, and being a doer and not just, you know, sitting back on the wall, but I'm a doer. I like to get into the game, pass me the ball, let me show you what I can do. So.
Right. I can certainly relate to being a doer. I know that you were born just outside of Chicago. What's going on, folks listening to us in Chi-Town? And you are the only sister in the midst of twin brothers. Is that correct?
No, there are actually six in my family, three girls, three boys, but my mom was married two times, and so the first marriage, she had two girls and a boy, and then 10 years later, she had me and my two brothers. So there's six altogether,
gotcha.
But I work with my two younger brothers. Yep.
Gotcha.
That's where
D3
comes from.
Did you feel any pressure?
Yeah.
I know the twins. I do know the twins. Wasn't trying to exclude anybody,
okay.
But I'm familiar with the twins. I know one just had a birthday recently, right?
Yeah.
But my question was really surrounding pressure. Did you feel any pressure from your brothers to become a part of the industry in any way coming up?
Yeah, you know what? I'm actually the know-it-all in the family, so if anybody felt pressure, it was me putting pressure on them. I think, like they'll tell you stories where when we were little, I would read to them. Rather, I knew the words or not. Every night was reading night for us, and so I would read to them, and I'm sure I was making up words because I'm only a year and 4 months older than them. So imagine a four-year-old child reading to, you know, two-and-a-half-year-old boys, and I'm just making up stuff, showing them pictures. And so they always tell that story. Like, they just kind of fell for it. I would put it out there, they would fall for it. So it's the same with entertainment. I mean, I went to school, studied, found ways that I thought we could be more productive than just working in corporate America, and they followed suit. So I've been the trailblazer, but along the way, they have opened up my eyes to embrace myself and who I am so much more than I would have done without having them by my side, that's for sure.
Well, let me ask you this. Being an African-American woman, did you find it hard trying to break into the industry and to make a niche for yourself?
Challenging, yes. Mm-hmm. Hard. I think that's a part of life. So I don't think
Absolutely.
It was anything other than any other type of arena or field or job. It's just you get in there and you work 10 times harder than the next guy. You study to show yourself approved 10 times better than the next guy. You're up late at night, you know, reading the trades online, learning about your craft 10 times more than the next guy. So, for me, it was all about preparation, and it's still that because I am a learner of life. I'm always a student. I'm
mm-hmm.
always studying. I think that's the advantage that takes some of the edge off of any challenge that comes to you is being prepared.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
I agree with that totally. Me personally, I'm a caterer by trade. And recently I've just found myself wanting to know the background of different caterers that have been trailblazers. their ins and their outs, just kind of studying. And because for me, I think that's the leverage, that's the leg up, you know, as to where I want to go within the industry. So, I mean, I can definitely appreciate, you know, your feedback there, because that does help me along the way as well.
And yeah, it's a process. I mean, it's a stair-step process. So I think when people just assume you just get on the elevator and push top floor and you just arrive, that's definitely not the story. Certainly it's a blessing, you know, that when you achieve a certain level of success, people look for you to talk to people. But I think it would be so instrumental to hear those stories, like you said, in the catering business, to look back and ask people, how did you arrive here? Because it's the journey that teaches us the story, you know, to how to achieve a level of success. So, it's all about how you navigate that journey.
I agree. I appreciate
D3 Entertainment itself. The tag is strategic and lifestyle marketing, public relations, promotions and positioning. I had a chance to jump on the website, and three things stuck out to me from the site itself. I want to know more about D3, the name, how that came about, but strategic brand and positioning were three words that really stuck out and meant something to me as a public figure, first and foremost, too, just as an online marketer. Those were three very important terms. But how did D3 Entertainment come about? What does D3 mean?
Well, D3 is just, my last name is Duffy. My brother's last names are Duffy. And so there are three of us. So it's D3. It's the Duffy three. And it came about, really, we were all working corporate jobs in the entertainment business. I was the general manager for CC Winans record label, but had worked in the music industry all my life. My brother was the vice president at Verity Records and worked with, you know, the Fred Hammonds and Yolanda Adams and Donnie McClurkins of the world. And then on the Jive side, Britney Spears and Joe and R. Kelly, all of those iconic artists. And then another one of my brothers was the VP of A&R at Light Records, and that's all of the, you know, commissioned and the Winans and the Clark sisters and all of that from back in the day. And so really we were having a conversation talking about the millions of dollars that we were generating for these corporate entities, which we loved to do. But we talked about, what if we put our energies together collectively and created a business that specializes in pushing forward talents and brands of other corporations, doing it how we do it, our way, for us, like by us. Let's put our messaging on some other brands and make them a success outside of the four walls of another corporation. And it was scary. It was a super huge challenge. It wasn't easy because when you sit in the confines of corporate, you know that a check is coming every 2 weeks or every month. You know that you have the comfort of being associated with, you know, a huge brand, but we stepped out. I'm saying it and it sounds simple, but trust me, it was very, very challenging. It was very scary, but we did it. And this was probably 12 years ago. We stepped out. And when I tell you, you have to let go of some of the things that you're holding on to for God to be able to put other things in your hand. And I realized that so much with that venture. We stepped away. And for us, our story is that God immediately started putting other opportunities into our hand, into our view, into our scope, and we just learned how to bring the business in. He used those years of corporate experience to teach us the discipline and the patience to do good business. Our name also, we had a really great reputation of having integrity and doing the job well. So it's important as you're moving up the corporate ladder or moving through business spaces or networking, that you keep a good name, a clean name that people know you can be trusted, you know, for what you are projecting about your business and about yourself.
Yeah, your reputation is extremely important. Brand. A brand sounds like a buzzword in 2018, but I got a serious download like on a 5:15 run yesterday, and I was running, and in the midst, like I'm telling you from above, it hit me. Our brand is nothing more than a reflection of what we do when no one's watching. That's our true brand. Our true brand is really what reflects, like, who we are every day. It's not like, you know, that Time Magazine photo shoot shot, that picture perfect, you know, selfie that everyone's looking to put on, you know, on a post. That's not what your brand is. You know, your brand really reflects your character. Who are you when no one's watching? Michelle, what is, you said patience and discipline. We live in an instant gratification world where, you know, it's not even about telling people that it's not about instant gratification anymore, because we've seen it, like, right before our eyes. But talk to us about the true, like, importance, because we don't really get it. When I say we, I speak collectively, right? We don't really get the importance of the process. You talked about the process earlier. Why is it important to be patient and to have some discipline?
Well, I mean, I think that your true character is built in patience. And I agree with you. This is a society of instant gratification, and there are a lot of, I guess I'd say, internet stars who have made it literally overnight. That's just not my story. And so, yeah, I can't preach that, because I don't know how to just push the elevator and get to the top floor. If I did, I think maybe that's what I'd be selling, but I'm old school in the sense that, you know, we learn hard work, we learn patience, perseverance. We learn that in the midst of our growth and the midst of our challenges, all of these things that aren't needed for us when we reach a plateau are kind of burned away. They're kind of set aside because we realize what the bigger goal is. And so that's my journey. But everybody has a different journey. For me, I can tell you how to take the stairs. I can tell you how to take the high road. I can tell you to make the main thing, and not focus on the things that are put in front of you to distract you and to keep you from your goal. I can tell you about focus. I can tell you about, you know, longevity and patience. Those are the things that I can tell you about, because this is the journey that I continually walk. And I just think when you know that you have a goal and a vision in front of you, and you are 100% certain that God has put this passion and fire in you, then you're committed to it. The ups, the downs, the turns, you know, the left, the right, you just know that you're exactly where God needs you to be at the moment that you're there. And so it's like when the children of Israel got to the Red Sea, you know, the new school kids would turn left or right and probably run and find ulterior routes. But for me, I have to stand there and allow God to do what he's going to do, which is something miraculous and big. That's what happens in my life, big things, and part the Red Sea so I can see God in all his glory do what it is he wanted to do for me, and that's something big. And so for me, I am content knowing I am exactly where I'm supposed to be right now for God to make his next move. And it's always some big parting of the Red Sea in my life, because he does monumental things. And so I've learned to trust him in that way. And I always look forward to another Red Sea parting right in front of me.
Well, it seems like the Red Sea is parting, like, as we speak. I mean, you released Beautifully Broken just a few weeks ago. Tell us about the movie and how that came about. In theaters right now, folks.
Yep, it's in theaters now. It released August 24th nationwide. We released to about 700 theaters. And I'm one of four producers. The movie is set in South Africa, and it's about three families that are all facing their own battles and demons, trying to find a higher ground, if you will. And God uses the circumstances of all three families into one ideal situation of forgiveness, love, overcoming, that kind of thing. And so one of the producers came to me a couple years ago to ask if I'd be interested in being a part of the production team, why they needed my expertise on this particular film. The story and the message behind the film was so impactful for me that I knew it would touch lives. I knew it would heal families. So I was immediately on board after I prayed about it, of course. And so now we've released in theaters, and it's absolutely amazing how when you set your vision on something, and I have a vision board in my office, and I'm always writing and adding things to the vision board. And so production, content, creation has been on my vision board for a while, and I've been seeking God for the right opportunities. And this is one of those opportunities that just came in the door. And it came from not only, you know, prayer, but making myself visible, keeping a reputation that attracts people to you and what you're doing. So that's the movie, Beautifully Broken. It's in theaters now. You can look it up on social media at beautifullybrokenmovie.com, bebrokenmovie.com on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. It's in theaters now around the country, so please go see it.
Hey, please check it out, folks. So we're up close and personal tonight with one of four producers, as you mentioned, of Beautifully Broken, Ms. Michelle Duffy. Hey, Toby Mack is in the movie. It sounds like it'll be very, very interesting. A great piece of work. Director Eric Welch. Michelle has touched many projects just in 2015 alone. I mean, she structured marketing strategies that generated about $1.3 billion in revenue. I mean, she worked on The War Room, God's Not Dead, Will Smith's Concussion, Barbershop 3, Tyler Perry's Boo, Madea's Halloween, and the list goes on and on and on. You talked about reputation. I mean, I'm sure you don't just walk in the door just like, hi, you know, can we do business? What advice do you have for people? We don't really understand how important relationships are and networking. Yeah. Networking is probably one of the hardest things for people to do on average. Can you just share some tips around how you build relationships in the marketplace that lead to these kind of projects?
Say, because I'm around people who don't understand the value of networking and the value of relationships. I'm around people who are shy and introverted. I happen to be very introverted, but I understand where God has called me, what my mission is, and so I step outside of my discomfort to network and to be relational and to show myself friendly, because as you show yourself friendly, friends will come into your life, or associates, or business associates. And so it's important, because a lot of people just want to, again, take the elevator up to the VIP suite and sit with the president and talk. And it doesn't necessarily work like that. And I'm sure some people have the story that it worked like that for them. But you just never know who you're talking to, who you're meeting. It's important to invest in yourself. So if you're interested in the film business or the food business or the sports business, save some money and go to a cooking conference or a film mm-hmm. and movie conference or, you know, a sports event and network. Just know the people that you're around. And what happens is when people start to see your face again and again, especially someone like me who's at an executive level, when I see somebody always at the film conferences, I start to take them seriously because I believe that they're investing in themselves. Like, hey, I saw you in Atlanta. Hey, I saw you in LA. So then when they're coming to me asking for an internship or asking for advice, I see that they're already putting in work, and I don't feel like I'm wasting my time. They're already doing the work. And so networking, being visible, being friendly, and being prepared, like knowing something about the field that you're interested in before you get to the door is so important. You have to put in the work.
You have to put in the work. What she said was you must be willing to invest in yourself. And, mm-hmm. and that hands down is the best advice that you can get from a top-level film executive. War Room. War Room, hands down, was probably one of the best, I think, Christian-based films that I've seen in a long time. And I'm telling you, I have to say, I mean, clearly – I am a Christian. I'm a believer, but I've seen some very corny, you know, poorly produced Christian movies. And War Room, and you know, a few of the projects that you've touched certainly have not been. They've been top quality. How much effort does it take to bring about quality Christian-based movies like War Room?
Well, it takes, you know your marketplace. I think a lot of us in the business who are Christians feel that we can deliver a dish that's not five star. And I say shame on that producer or director or studio that wants to cut corners when you are serving the faith community. You know, my platform is that I understand that movies, television shows, and things like that, the messaging that we put forward changes the lives of people. I saw thousands of marriages restored through War Room and heard so many testimonies with people saying, hey, you know, my husband and I were in divorce proceedings, and we saw War Room, and we created a prayer closet, and we started praying, and God intervened, and we were able to go to counseling and turn the situation around. And so for me, when you're presenting something, this is the pulpit in which we're changing lives. And so for me, it's very serious. I say no more than I say yes to projects that come to us for, you know, marketing or strategy or even to be involved from a producer standpoint, because I also want our brand to always be that you can trust what we're pushing in front of you. You can trust that it's something that's going to change your life, inspire you, impact you, empower you, help you to think differently, help your life to grow. And if it's not that, and if it's not done in the quality in which we as Christians can be proud, but also we're proud to put it in front of the world on display, then I, you know, I wouldn't want to do anything with it. I would rather counsel that person and push them forward to help them achieve at a higher level. And I'm absolutely not knocking anyone's effort. It's just when you, you know, when you're a baby, you do things in the way that a baby or a young child would do it. But as you mature, you understand that you need different food, different clothing, a different fit of suit. And so I'm at that point where I understand the types of things that need to be delivered to the audience that I'm serving. And so I take it very seriously.
And it is certainly a lot to take seriously. Ladies and gentlemen, we're up close and personal tonight with Michelle Duffy, film producer extraordinaire, kingdom giant. Not only does she represent corporate brands and film and television and athletes and the mega church and international faith, but she's active in our community. You're passionate about something that's true to my heart, and that's juvenile justice. I also know that you serve as a part of the FBI Citizens Academy. Tell us more about what the FBI Citizens Academy is all about in such a tumultuous time when it comes to the political landscape in the U.S. government.
Well, you know, for me, one of my best friends happens to be a special agent in charge in the Bureau. And so probably 15 years ago, she was telling me about the program, the Citizens Academy, which would give a normal citizen, and they want, you know, business leaders, those kinds of people. So normal business leader citizen, an opportunity to see up close and personal what the Bureau does at a local level, at a national level. And that was interesting to me because I've always been interested in guns, like my entire family are card carrying, gun safety people. So we shoot on a regular basis. We're not opposed to weapons. This is not an endorsement for the NRA. I'm just saying we carry weapons. To have the opportunity to sit up close and personal and to hear from the agents and to hear from the directors in the FBI, we went through an 8-week course where I think every week we were in there with the FBI for 4 hours a week. This was many years ago. And I passed that information on to several of my other business leaders, like around the country. And so with this program, you get to go to Quantico, you get to do active shooting situations, you get to learn how the hostage negotiation works, you get to learn about anti-terrorism, cyber crimes. What I've always said is that if I wasn't working in entertainment, I would have been an attorney, and it would have been a defense attorney because, wow. You know, the justice system is something that strikes a chord with me. I'm one who I love to talk and I love to spin things towards the favor of others, and so I would have been a defense attorney. So having an opportunity to sit with the Bureau for that many weeks was right up my alley. It helped me to understand a little bit more what I would call their side of it, because I'm always on the other side defending my brothers and sisters who look like me and sound like me, and looking for ways to bring awareness and understanding to the majority, because it seems like they don't understand us. They don't understand our struggles, our trials. They don't understand that we are depressed and oppressed. And so with that, the FBI Citizens Academy helped me just to get a little glimpse into their side of the world as they're out here fighting crimes.
Awesome. Ladies and gentlemen, we're up close tonight with my friend. It is a privilege to have Michelle Duffy hanging out with us tonight, CEO of D3 Entertainment. Michelle, I know you have a plane to catch, but I can't let you go without talking about the fact that you are co-executive producing an upcoming reality show on OWN. Can you tell us anything about that? I know you're working on a name. Congratulations.
Yeah, you know what? Thank you. The only thing that I can tell you is that we've signed a deal. We're in production. We're hoping to hit first quarter 2019. It's a family-oriented reality drama, very positive, undergirded in faith. It's not really a religious show per se, but it is faith-based TV. A family, I guess I'd say similar to the Mary Show or that's as much as I can say, because we can't release the family's name or anything like that. But it is absolutely a blessing to be in an executive producer's seat, pushing forward content, again, that will empower, inspire, that will change lives, that will help people do life better. That's my whole mission in life, is to push forward things that help people move forward. So that's all I can say, and I'm excited to be working with OWN.
Do life better.
Yeah.
I like that. Help people do life better.
Yes.
Yeah, see, you want to get something in before we let Michelle catch a plane?
Yeah, I'm feeling like I'm at the altar and I'm touching the hem of your garment at this particular time. I mean, I'm taking away all your nuggets, and
totally.
I appreciate,
totally.
You know, just hearing that is very inspiring, and I look forward to seeing, you know, your work going forward. I'm definitely going to go back and look at some of your work. I mean, the War Room, I absolutely adore. So, I do appreciate this conversation this evening. I truly do.
And you got the
chat.
I've had
a good time, too. Thank you, guys.
The Star.
Yeah.
You know, a few of those programs. Hey, Michelle, congratulations on your recent acquisition of your master's. That's a degree in ministry and business leadership, folks, Richmond, Virginia Seminary. So this woman right here is a quadruple threat in the marketplace.
Yeah.
I'm glad that I'm glad to know you and know that you're on my side. Again, folks, Beautifully Broken, released nationally on August the 24th. It's available right now. Check it out in the city near you. Safe travels, my friend. Thanks for stopping past.
Yes.
You're welcome. Let me just leave your listeners with this. Life is such a beautiful journey. And whatever issues and challenges that you've had in your life, use those as a stair step to get to the next level. Life does not happen to you. It happens for you. So change your perspective. Like, whatever the things are that you want, they're within your reach. Do not allow life's issues or life's realities to change what you know you're supposed to be doing, to change what you know your passion and purpose are. So keep looking forward. Don't allow life to defeat you. Life is here to grow you and to make you strong. So don't let it defeat you. Take it with a grain of salt and move on to the next thing. Like, the sun is coming up tomorrow. I promise you that it is. So do not stay in today. Tomorrow offers some really great opportunity for you. So keep pushing forward. Thank you guys for the time for me to share.
Thank you.
I love being able to just pour out. Yes.
Oh, man. This has been amazing. Executive producer Michelle Duffy, ladies and gentlemen.
was that lovely sky you ever see? I wonder.
I wanna put
myself out there, but I'm scared, cause love don't play fair.
That's Porcelain right there, Lois Lane. TM out of the ATL. It's, again, 947. And we were up close and personal tonight with executive producer Michelle Duffy, who is the sweetest, you know, one of the most paid African-American women I know. You heard? Listen, she dropped jewels tonight, folks. And if you didn't know, now you know. You may want to go back and check out the podcast from the tippity top tonight, because she dropped some on us tonight. Did she not? Did she not? Did she not?
She really did.
Did she not? Listen, this lady is responsible for, I mean, she worked on several projects, this in 2015 alone, that grossed about $1.3 billion. I mean, and then turned around, you know, and helped to generate another $62 million after, you know, grossing like $97 million worldwide. I mean, this was simply between 2015, 16, and 17. I'm talking like this wasn't like 10 years ago, like 5 years ago. This was like last week. You heard me? Listen, what she said is you got to be willing to invest in yourself. You got to be patient. You got to have some discipline. But the biggest takeaway was you got to be willing to invest in yourself. No, nobody really wants to invest in you if you haven't invested anything in yourself. Isn't that common sense, though? I don't know why it's not common sense for everybody, because common sense just ain't that damn common for everybody. But it should be common sense in 2018 that why would I want to invest in you and you don't even want to put five on it? See, I ain't messing with you. You don't even got five on it. I'm just saying.
Right. Yeah, that was.
Be
dope.
Willing to
that
invest in yourself. Michelle Duffy, CEO D3 Entertainment. And listen, like her brothers, that's a triple threat like no other. Like they run the game for real. People know who they are for real. They make money for real. And the most encouraging thing about it is they look like me, for real. See, when people look like you, it motivates you, it encourages you, it lets you know what's possible. If they could do it, she told you. You can do it too. But there's some principles to the game. There's some principles to the process. First of all, there is a thing called the process.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that instant gratification that we see, these artists that have come up on the scene, you know, the YouTube folks that she talked about, I personally don't know any YouTube stars.
Me either.
You know, I don't know. I know more basketball and football stars than I do YouTube stars. I know more entertainers like rappers and singers who are celebrities than I do YouTube stars. So, I mean, she said she was old school. But listen, there's something about business. True business is like old school. Like, understand. Go back and listen to the podcast, folks. If you're trying to grow a business, she really shared some jewels tonight. She dropped some jewels. Check out her pod. She's not anyone that you can just like, you know, I didn't ask typically if she was an artist or something like that. I was like, you know, how can they follow you? And I forgot to do that. But ultimately, you can certainly go to her website, which is d3egroup.com. D3, the letter 3, egroup.com. D3egroup.com. Michelle Duffy, CEO. And you can certainly Google her and follow her. She's certainly someone to know. But she also already told you, right? I mean, she's not the person that you can hit up and you not have already started the process for yourself. I'll even tell you.
Right.
Now, I know her, right? I know her, and I've been knowing her for years. But when I reached out to her to ask about the interview, you know, for the movie, when I saw it was coming out, Beautifully Broken, and again, please go check it out. Beautifully Broken. Yo, it's a tongue twister. Beautifully Broken. The one thing she said to me, which helps you to understand how thorough and how much of a business person she is, because she's concerned about her brand. I do the same thing when people ask me to do stuff. She was like, give me the website. Let me check out the show before I commit. I want to check out the format. That's what she said. I want to check out the format of the show.
Awesome.
And what she was really saying was, you know, let me, like, listen to make sure that I ain't signing up for no bull-ish, because I don't want to be tied to no, you know, to no bull-ish. That's pretty much what she was saying. And that's someone who's concerned about their brand. And what I'm telling you is you can't be saying yes, and you can't be standing beside everybody who want to stand beside you. Because guess what? Birds of a feather flock together even if you totally disagree with everything they doing. Your brand is tied to it. It's like you're associated to the crime. Your brand matters. What you do matter. Who you talk to matter. The information they share with you matters, because association brings about assimilation sooner or later. Protect your neck. Protect your brand.
Agreed. Yeah, I left feeling very inspired by her. Truly, truly, truly. Loved it.
We are back Wednesday, 9 p, where we chopping it up with Fee. What you got for us? You got a dessert for us that's going to make us fatter than we already are. You know, you got a healthy meal for us, so you got something, you know, extra tasty that might put on a few calories.
It's going to always be extra tasty. Now, I don't know. I don't know if I'm feeling a little sweet. Feel a little savory. I don't know. We're going to see come Wednesday. Might bust y'all over the head with something, you know, shock your taste buds here and there.
Hey, well, we're going to leave it right there. We're going to let her shock our taste buds, and we're going to come back together on Wednesday and see what she's cooking up for us in the kitchen.
Ladies and
gentlemen, thanks for rocking with us. Fee, live from Columbia, South Carolina. Of course, the oh-so-beautiful film producer, the executive producer. Hey, she talked about that OWN, that reality show she got popping on OWN.
Listen.
Like, big things popping with black folk in America, regardless of that foot the man keep trying to. Let's keep it moving. Hey, this is Gangali.
Yeah.
Oh, let He's like, let's go. You're like, on that, let's not even go down that path. Let's go.
Yeah, this please. Right
here. It's called Wake Up. It's a social lab team. I'm a radio. Gangali, wake up. Good night, everybody. Feel better, feet.
Thanks.
K-Dub.
When I wake up, I don't need makeup to get that cake up. I shake the place up. They try to stop me. They carbon copies. This is my lifestyle. Don't believe me, just watch me. When I wake up, I don't need makeup to get that cake up. I shake the place up. They try to stop me. They carbon copies. This is my lifestyle. Don't believe me, just watch me. Rise and shine, better get y'all, better rise and grind. Be on time, if not for the money, then you're wasting time. Get that dough, any means necessary, get that dough. And don't move slow, you end up missing out, moving slow.
Oh, no,
they can't see your plan, so they won't understand. Take you off your square, now you and them dance. I don't need stands, I need more bands. So put it in my hands, just put it in my hands, yeah. Say it loud or don't care, so my song is everywhere. Be up at crack of dawn, with new tracks to share. Interviews I'll do, special guests in the view. Me, Martha, and Snoop, cooking wings on YouTube. Here's a lifestyle and I'll live it,
and I'll live it.
The sky is my limit,
my limit.
It's my all and I'll give it,
I'll give it.
It feels good just to be winning. When I wake up, I don't need makeup to get that cake up. I shake the place up. They try to stop me. They carbon copies. This is my lifestyle. Don't believe me, just watch me. When I wake up, I don't need makeup to get that cake up. Shake the place up. They try to stop me. They carbon copies. This is my lifestyle. Don't believe me, just watch me. Drive at 5, bubble on the load and you pop off live. 24 hours, but I seem to get more out of mine. Know your power, don't be ghosting all your life. You can't get shit if you out here living trife. I shine at all costs. Undercover boy, winning comes with law. Life's a gambler's toy. Tracy Ellis Ross. When I speak and get awards, 5'11 tall. I plan to get
when
more.
When I wake up, I don't need makeup to get that cake up. I shake the place up. They try to stop me. They carbon copies. This is my lifestyle. Don't believe me, just watch me. When I wake up.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Real talk.
TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live. Talk radio show. TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live. Talk radio show. TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live.